reading the news this morning, the federal government will introduce legislation today to end the political deadlock over asylum seekers. It will reinstate offshore processing on Nauru and Manus Islands. The opposition immigration spokesman Scott Morrison has told News Breakfast his party will support the restarting of offshore processing. It comes as grave fears are held for the safety of 67 people on another boat, which hasn't been seen since leaving Indonesia 2 weeks ago. In the United States, there's been a third multiple shooting in a month. The gunman's been shot dead after he opened fire near a university in Texas. Two others were killed, including a police officer. Syrian rebels claim to have shot down a warplane and captured the pilot. They've released a video which appears to show the plane being hit by an anti-aircraft missile. In Norway, a scathing report has concluded that police failed to act fast enough to prevent last year's terrorist attack by Anders Breivik. 77 people died when he set off a bomb in Oslo before going on a shooting rampage on a nearby island. The report says it was unacceptable that police took 35 minutes to reach the island once alerted. The ANZ's bank fees will be the subject of Australia's largest class action in the High Court today. Lawyers for 38,000 customers will argue against excessive charges for late credit card payments, overdrawn accounts and dishonour fees.